Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone. June is Pride Month, and it's an opportunity for the LGBT community to have events, parties, marches, and festivals. But there are also many fundraising and charitable opportunities as well associated with Pride Month. In New York City, one of the charitable events is Broadway Sings for Pride, where numerous Broadway stars, celebrities, activists, media people donate their time and talents to perform for an audience. And each year, a different organization receives donations from the event. This year, it's happening on June 20th, and the founder and producer of Broadway Sings for Pride is my special guest now on America Weekend. Welcome, Neil Bennington.
Hey, how are you?
It's great to have you here, Neil. Before we talk about the event and the organization, tell us a little bit about your background.
Sure. So I do a lot, I guess. I actually teach in New Jersey at a therapeutic school. And so we do get kids that have been bullied, that had a hard time in public school, and they come to us. And so it's always great because each day always brings new surprises. And then when I'm not doing that, I also cover a lot of red carpet media events in New York, New Jersey area. And I've been fortunate to photograph and interview people such as Liza Minnelli, Clint Eastwood, President Obama. And then aside from that, my baby is my organization, Broadway Sings for Pride, which, as you mentioned, we put on these amazing concerts each year, and the money goes to some worthy LGBT organizations throughout the tri-state area.
So you obviously have a very busy life, a very full and active life. To add this to your plate is exponentially adding even more time taken away from your life. So tell me, why did you create this yearly event and fundraising opportunity and the organization Broadway Sings for Pride?
Sure. So back in 2011, when the tragic suicide of Tyler Clementi happened, for those of you that don't know, Tyler Clementi was a Rutgers student, and he happened to be online, and his roommate had been bullying and putting online things that he was doing online that were private, and which led him to commit suicide. And towards the springtime when this was all happening, and there were a lot of LGBT suicides across America, I really wanted to do something. And I said, you know, I do know some people that have been on Broadway. Why don't we do something that addresses this and really reach out again as a teacher to young students and the younger generation and let them know they have a voice, and that there's always a solution, and there's always people out there that can really help you. So we did our first concert in 2011 in June, and just the audience reaction and the cast was just so overwhelmingly positive that each year we decided to do one, and really, again, two, to not only reach out to the community here in New York, but also the community that's out there that may not have a voice. And we really want to show them that, especially during Pride Month, that we're here to support them.
And of course, whenever you start something new, it's always a bit of a challenge to get the first one off the ground, right? What was it like that first year?
Oh, well, I think, again, too, you always learn as you go. And the first year, it was a long, long, long show. And, you know, I think we've learned throughout the year in terms of where to have a venue and just about what type of music works best and, you know, how to keep the energy going, which, again, too, as you know, is such a crucial part to kind of keep that energy up and having people excited. And I think throughout the years, too, we always want to reach out to different parts of the community that we really haven't maybe necessarily thought of before or partnered with. And again, too, I think it's always keeping your audience and different people engaged.
Absolutely, Neil. And as you mentioned, you have benefited various organizations. What are some that have received the benefit of Broadway Sings for Pride?
Sure. We've benefited in the past the LGBT Center of New York City, also the Hedrick Martin Institute, which deals with a lot of homeless youth, a lot of students that are in school. And then for the past 2 years, including this year, is the Tyler Clementi Foundation. And someone new this year that I'm very, very excited is Ruth Burks, who has happens to be a AIDS activist who actually in the 1980s in Arkansas, when there was a huge AIDS epidemic, she went in and she saw these young men being mistreated and really not being cared for by nurses and families that disown them. And she went in and really cared for these people until they died. And as fate would have it, she actually owned a cemetery plot. And what she would do is she would take these men after they passed on and cremate them, and she would bury them with her own hands. So she's somebody that not only was really a pioneer, but also somebody that for a while was hated for what she did, and also someone that was very, very, didn't really think this was a big deal. So she had told someone this story, and it wound up being on the cover of the Arkansas Times recently. And we reached out, and we really wanted to honor her and thank her for all the tremendous effort that she's done in the past.
That's an amazing story, and she probably got a lot of attention locally, but I'm not so sure nationally. And you're bringing her to New York for this honor.
Yeah, it's her first time in New York, so it makes me so much more excited too. And I mean, I had called her up and I asked her. I told her I was doing a project, and I said, "Can I give you a call?" And I explained what I did, and she said, "I've never been to New York. I have to get a dress." And she was just so overwhelmed. And I think because of the stress of what she had done, she said she's had a stroke. She's fine now. She really has had a lot of stress from helping other people and really, giving herself to so many people and not asking anything in return. So, when I saw the story, and I was very touched, we wanted to do something special for her, and we wanted it to be not only a fun vacation for her, but we wanted her to know how much many communities appreciate the tremendous amount of effort and love she's given to so many people throughout the years.
Well, that's outstanding, Neil. I mean, what a wonderful gift of appreciation for this woman to get her to New York to be part of the event. And as I said at the top of this segment, Pride Month is full of parties, right? A lot of, there's Pride Fest, there's the march, there's all these great fun things. But what you're doing, of course, the organization creates a fun event, but what you're also doing is really focusing on special people who've helped in such an extraordinary way.
Oh, definitely. And I think that's one of the things that we try to do each year. As I said, we try to reach out to different people and organizations. And again, we want people to have fun, but we want people to also know that, our message is very clear that we are here to make sure that we can give back to the community and at the same time, hopefully educate some people. And what we try to do is put a lot of our work online. We're very social online through Facebook, through our website, BroadwaySingsForPride.com. And we want to reach out to people that are just not in this area because I feel like we're, as New Yorkers, we're afforded kind of the right to be very free of where we are. And we want to really reach out to those people also that may not have that, can't really be as free as they want to be right now. And we want to make sure that they know that we're here supporting them.
I'm speaking with Neil Bennington, who's the founder of the organization and the event, Broadway Sings for Pride. The event takes place this year, June 20th. You've got some big stars, my friend, that will be attending.
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, it's amazing each year because you kind of just put it out there and keep your fingers crossed when you ask people if they can do something. So one of the things that we have to do is we have Tony and Emmy Award winner Bebe Neuwirth. We have Susie Orman, who is from television and international financial expert. We have Brock Charlelli from ABC TV's The Middle, Kimberly Locke from American Idol, and the list goes on and on. And of course, for our Broadway buffs out there, we have cast members from Kinky Boots. We have cast members from Beautiful, the Carole King musical, Chicago, the musical, Phantom of the Opera. So it really is a very community-based event.
In the last minute that we have, Neil, can you share a moment that was very special for you? And I know there are many, but can you choose one that you can share?
I think last year, our fifth year, was so special because we had the Clementis there, and it's one of the first times that I had met the family. I've met them on a few occasions, but this is really a personal one and felt full circle to me because, again, the event was created for really inspired by the tragic suicide of Tyler. And so his family was there, which was such a touching, touching thing. And I think it was during the moment we had a few reunions throughout the night. It was our first time doing this, and we had a Rent reunion. So cast members from Rent from the past 20 years from Broadway, people flew in. It was a wonderful moment where, again, too, it was people that hadn't seen each other in years kind of came, and people bonded over that. They had just done this music that inspired them. So we were able to have them come and sing, and it was just such a remarkable, electric moment.
Check out BroadwaySingsForPride.com for more information. Neil Bennington, founder and producer. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and this is America Weekend.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Advertisements are everywhere, and just the sheer volume of their presence indirectly influences your behavior, and you don't even realize it. Here's the social science of it. It's called the mere exposure effect. And the more often you're exposed to something, brand name, product, advertisement, person, the more positively you evaluate the brand. That's why advertisements appear on everything. What's the cheap psychological trick? The same thing can work for you. The more the boss sees your name on your work, the higher your ratings. The more your teacher sees you, the parent, the higher the ratings for your kid. The more your lover sees your picture, the greater the attraction. Exposure creates positive regard, and if I see it often, it's gotta be good. More info at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Most Americans assume that the Bill of Rights was written for and applies only to U.S. citizens, but that's not true. The Bill of Rights applies to anyone who's in the United States, whether a citizen, a resident alien, or a visitor. But there is one exception. Which right applies only to U.S. citizens and nobody else? Do you know which one it is? The Final Verdict after this.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.
So of the 10 amendments known as the Bill of Rights, which one is reserved only for U.S. citizens? It's the right to bear arms, which is the Second Amendment. And that's the final verdict.